The off-season program continues. Phase two, a look at some of the offensive highlights from the last couple of weeks just outside of Everbank Field. Welcome into Jaguars.com Live. J.P. Shadrick with you. Busy show today. Here are the big three things today. Rookie camp is coming up this weekend. We'll get into some of the details of that. Calais Campbell has a bowling event for his foundation right around the corner. And top tweets from Ashlyn Sullivan. And special guests. Not on your screen, but Dante Moncrief, wide receiver, will join us here in studio in about 10 minutes. We'll hear what his thoughts are on his new environment here in Jacksonville. Brian Sexton, John Osier with us.
You know, when he first showed up on free agent signing day, I was surprised at how big he was. Because when he wore number 10 in blue for the Colts, he never, maybe it was their offense, he just didn't seem that big.
Maybe one of the most intriguing players add-ons of the offseason might be turn out to be the key to the offense.
When he's healthy, he has freakish ability and numbers that just jump off the chart, really.
Well, like I said, he's got the size that I didn't remember him having, and the speed I understand that he does have. The combination could give them a nice 1-2 punch with Marquise, maybe Chark. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, it will
and
be.
It's an unusual situation because everybody knows he's on a one-year deal with the salary cap situation. I think it'd be a little surprising if he's here for the long term. So it's not a route that this organization has had to take or has taken very often. So it's very much it's an experiment.
Throw up 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns, he might be around.
You know what a one-year, $9 million contract would be to John? Because that's what Moncrief got it.
The end of this.
Retirement. Retirement.
Enough of you guys. I'm going home. Right.
That's square one.
You say one-year deal. It's funny you say that. You know, it's not a long-term deal. No, but it's very lucrative. Good for him.
Oh, it'd be a long-term deal for me.
Oh, me too.
Tell you that.
I take half that much.
We'll get to Dante coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Dante Moncrief, wide receiver, will join us. You know, I think the busiest part of the building this week, not that none of us are not busy, but if you go in that equipment room right now, you've got off-season program happening with the veteran players who are voluntarily here. They're on the field every day. And then they're getting ready for rookie minicamp this weekend. 64 players will be here, draft picks, rookie free agents, and then workout players on the side. I mean, they're having to put all of that together for this weekend at the same time with everybody in the building. So there's a lot going on the football side these days, you know?
Well, that was especially tough for the equipment guys because you've got guys literally at the last minute coming in. Not coming in, so the poor equipment guy.
Yeah, and they're still working. They're still working to get all the new uniforms and helmets and all that stuff put together, so that they're ready for OTAs. Yeah, I'd say sometimes thankless job.
It's a different feel though around these rookie minicamps. You know, we always kind of talk about years ago when Dante Fowler tore his knee up.
Yeah,
the rookie
completely
minicamp.
Different.
There was 11-on-11 drill, and they're going at it, and it's a kind of an intense practice for the first time. Well, after that moment. The previous regime there kind of slowed things down in rookie minicamp. Now, we don't even go out there anymore. I'm not sure exactly the pace of play during this thing, but it probably won't be as intense as it was, you know, 3-4 years ago.
Well, there are a couple of thoughts on this. The first is that football players who have not been playing football since the end of their college season probably weren't ready to get out there and go very intently. Although it's worth mentioning that when Dante Fowler tore the ACL, he wasn't even engaged with the right tackle. He was coming around the left end. He was standing right there. His knee just buckled on the grass. But an abundance of caution with these guys coming through a period where they are visiting, getting on airplanes, eating meals, you know, repeat. That part of it probably bears a little more time. And as John is probably going to say and agree, this is more about getting ready for OTAs.
Oh, I disagree. No, it's absolutely about that. And if you remember Dante Fowler, no, there wasn't contact, but it was high speed.
Yeah.
And I've been watching him throughout that practice. He was going at a high speed. And that's why they've gone to more of the orientation, I think, of it as rather than emphasizing on-field work. When you're young and you're here for the first time and you're a first, second draft pick, and you're engaging with guys who are just fighting to make the roster, there's a tendency to go faster than you need to go. They're not going to get very much out of it. You're not going to prove anything in a three-day weekend in May. So the risk of injury is still relatively minimal, but why even take the risk is the philosophy. Let's get them oriented, get them here, let them figure out where the bathrooms are,
sure,
and who the coaches are,
right.
Listening to the coaches,
what the routine
and
is,
know how to learn so that when it comes time to really get up to speed in a couple of weeks, they at least have a chance to not be in the veterans' way.
Yeah, and that's the real value of this, is for them to understand the system to the point where they can be more efficient and productive when they do get here with the veterans. So they're not having to stop everything and go, no, it's over there. Sure.
One quick question. Dante is in the building, Dante Moncrief. So we will get to him here
he's
shortly.
He's actually in the room.
He's in the room right specific. Now, and he's waiting patiently. We've got one quick question about the draft picks here. This is what this is about this weekend, really, to see them on the field for the first time, see them move around. Which of the draft picks will be the first to start a game for the Jags, do you think?
To start?
To start a game. Well, it may not be this year, remember.
I'll say Ronnie Harrison. Because you've got two older safeties back there, and this defense stayed incredibly healthy last year. Of 209 possible starts by their starters last year, including the playoffs, the Jags had 207. So that's 99.4%. That isn't likely to happen again. So I'll say it will be one of the two veteran safeties that goes and needs a game or two, and Ronnie Harrison starts.
Could be Chark if they would open in a three-wide scenario with an injury. But I think that's the point. It's going to take an injury, for one of these young guys to start, because I don't think Tanner Lee's going to start.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you're right, John.
Sometimes nothing is the right thing to say.
We'll come back in a moment.
That was me saying nothing, by the way.
Dante Moncrief right around the corner. Daly's Place schedule's heating up for the spring. Host Malone and 21 Savage coming up tomorrow. That's a sold-out show. Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers, that's May 13th. Odessa, May 16th. Tickets at dailysplace.com. Dante Moncrief in 60 seconds on Jaguars.com Live.
What do you call a pack of Jaguars? A jamboree. The Jacksonville Jaguars want to offer a big thank you to the five local companies who've made the Jaguars Jamboree a party that never stops. Everbank, Baptist Health, Dreamfinders Homes, Publix, and U.S. Assure. Each of these partners provides unmatched support and dedication to the team year in and year out and help make game day special. Jaguars fans, join the Jamboree and support these companies and all the partners who support the team.
Jag stands, experience Everbank Field like never before. Visit jaguars.com/tours and book a guided behind-the-scenes tour. Hear stories of great plays by Jaguars legends. Get up close and personal with the famous video boards and see why the Travel Channel named Everbank Field is one of the 15 bucket list destinations for any football fan. Discounts available for children, first responders, and military. Visit jaguars.com/tours for tickets and details. See you at the bank.
Jaguars.com Live rolls along. Phase two of the offseason program rolls along. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier, Dante Moncrief, wide receiver, joining us for the first time. We get the mic a little closer to you. Good to see you. What's up?
How you doing?
Great. Thanks for coming in. And well, I guess, what do you think so far? I mean, it's your first few weeks around the building here with the team. Is it what you anticipated so far?
Oh, yeah, by far. I mean, there's a lot of energy in the locker room. There's a lot of team leaders. And it's a lot of hard work going on. So, I mean, just watching those guys last year, you can tell that they were focused and they had a goal. And now just coming out here with these guys now, you can still see that they're eager. They're angry. They got a lot to prove. They still feel like people are doubting them. So it's a lot of hard work going on. There's a lot of young guys in the room that's pushing the older guys to be better.
So how do you fit into that? I mean, that whole doubt and using that to feed your energy this offseason, your preparation – do you fit seamlessly into that? Do you feel that you need to prove something?
That's a lot to prove. I have a lot to prove. It's a lot on me. Being one of the older guys in the room now. So, I mean, I got to come to work every day. Show these young guys that it take more than just going out there to play. You got to prepare. You got to take care of your body. You got to know the playbook inside and out. And I got a lot to prove from last year, and I'm ready to prove it.
We've had free agency in this game since 1993, long before you were in it. But I'm still always interested in guys who make the move in the division, right? Against teams, those rivalries obviously are always a bit more heated. You know the guys, and there's more on the line when you play them and twice a year. How is it, or how has it been for you coming from the Colts, a team that dominated this team for a long time, to the Jaguars, the up-and-comer in the division? How's it been?
I mean, it's new team, new city, new home. I'm here to win. I'm here to help, do whatever I got to do to help this team win and give an extra spark. So, I mean, I'm ready to play the Colts. I mean, I got a chip on my shoulder about that, so that's going to be a fun two games.
You mentioned this locker room, and it was such a distinctive place last year in terms of what you mentioned, the chip. But it sounds like you saw that immediately, and you like that vibe they're putting out.
Oh, yeah, man. It's exciting. I mean, just going in the locker room and all the guys, how we compete. It's a lot of competition. I mean, even with the running backs against the receivers and the quarterbacks racing against the receivers, I mean, it's just a lot of competition. And I mean, I got a lot of young guys in my room, D.D., Westbrook, you got Cole and all those guys. So those guys are hard workers. I mean, you gotta work hard also.
Dante Moncrief with us here on Jaguars.com Live. As we mentioned, the two games with you were the Colts facing the Jags. You got to face this Jags secondary. Now they're on your side, obviously, but from an opponent's point of view, when you have to line up against, you know, Jalen and Boye and the safeties, you see those guys on the other side. What does an offense think about that matchup?
It's going to be tough. Those guys are extremely talented. They're good at what they do. You have Jalen, who's tall and he's fast. He's physical. And then you got AJ, who's a smaller corner, but at the same time, he's physical with great ball skills. So, I mean, then the two safeties back there, they're veteran guys, so they'll play the game for a long time and they can read things. And just going against that defense, especially with that secondary, with the front that we have now. So, I mean, that's a scary sight when you're lining up and looking at that.
Yeah, when practice comes along, when training camp comes along, you guys get the pads on and are going head-to-head. That can only help you guys out too, right?
Oh, yeah, that's the only thing that's good about that. When you got a secondary like that and you're going against it every day, when you get ready to go against another secondary, you're like, oh, man, I'm going against the best every day, so it can't be better than that.
Tell us about the guy leading your wide receivers room. John and I were both here when Keenan McCardell arrived in 1996. A few players at the position were tougher, smarter, and played with passion like Keenan did. I mean, he lived it, loved it. What's it like going into a room with a guy like Keenan? What have you seen from him so far?
I mean, he played a position, so he know what the do's and what the don't is. He know what he want, and he gonna get that. He's gonna work you hard, but at the same time, he gonna have fun with it. He to play the game, so he know what it takes. And just going in there every day and learning from him, watching him out there on the field when we doing drills. If he sees something wrong, he'll go and run a route and show you that this how it's supposed to be. So you got a coach like that, that's only you have no choice but to go up.
My favorite Keenan story is one day someone said to him after a game, looks like you lost a step, Keenan, you know? And so, of course, you know, he went off on that. Then the next week, he had a huge game. And he came back and said, oh, does it still look like I lost a step, you know? I mean, he doesn't forget anything. His desire to play and win was so overwhelming that it set the tempo for the locker room. When this team, as you remember, went on that run in 1996 mm-hmm. in their second season all the way to the AFC Championship game, he was the guy standing in the middle of the locker room going, why not us? Why not now? Do you get the sense that that's the way he's going to coach you guys all season long?
Oh, it's already started. Now we already getting that feeling from him. I mean, he expects a lot out of us, and that's what we need. We need to be taken to that level of where it's not just everybody leaning on Fournette. Well, we could do something too and be able to help the team win. So I just feel like just having him in that room and him putting that chip on us and making us reach what we know we can do, and that's a big help.
And he's pretty sure he should still be out there, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. I love that about
There's
him.
There's no doubt. Coming in on the 1 year deal, it's an interesting situation. Does that come into your mindset at all? Or once you sign the contract, is that behind you and you're focused on what you got to do?
Once I sign, I'm focused. Staying healthy, learning this playbook, and get ready to go out here and show get the trust from the coaches and the quarterbacks and show them what I can do. And then when season come around, just ball and have fun.
Dante Moncrief with us here on Jaguars.com Live. Let's get away from football. What have you done in Jacksonville? When did you finally get here for good? And then what have you been doing with yourself?
I've pretty much been having a tough time trying to find a home. So I finally just found the home down by the beach. It's nice. It's good to live by the beach. You can go out there and be peaceful. So, I mean, just going out there and I go out there every day and I just relax. And other than that, just eating a lot of seafood. I'm not used to having a lot of seafood around me.
They don't have that in the middle of Mississippi, do they?
Nah, no. Being able to eat seafood every day, that's a plus.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a good time to do both of those.
Where's your favorite spot to eat seafood?
Yeah. I say Juicy Crab. Okay. Juicy Crab is the best place.
Brand new? Wow. For sure.
Wow. Nice.
So, phase two, almost done. OTAs right around the corner. And this is an important time for this football team, especially for a guy new to this environment, to get oriented with everything. But for this group, this time is vital to get ready for OTAs and then be ready to roll come training camp.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, just going out there and getting the timer down. all the receivers, and we got a new quarterback, and we got Blake, and I'm still trying to get used to both of those guys. So, I mean, just being able to go out there every day and get timing down, and you can tell daily that it's getting better. And just being able to go out there and just show everybody what I could do and what I'm capable of, and just gain a lot of trust.
Dante, good to have you, and we need to get you a new shirt before this next time you come on.
I decided, man.
Get out of here. Dante Moncrief, wide receiver, joining us here on Jaguars.com Live. We're back with Ashlyn Sullivan. She sat down with Calais Campbell, and we'll have top tweets of the week. That's next on Jaguars.com Live.
Jag Stands. Experience Everbank Field like never before. Visit Jaguars.com/tours and book a guided behind-the-scenes tour. Hear stories of great plays by Jaguars legends. Get up close and personal with the famous video boards. And see why the Travel Channel named Everbank Field is one of the 15 bucket list destinations for any football fan. Discounts available for children, first responders, and military. Visit Jaguars.com/tours for tickets and details. See you at the bank.
What do you call a pack of Jaguars? A jamboree. The Jacksonville Jaguars want to offer a big thank you to the five local companies who've made the Jaguars Jamboree a party that never stops. Everbank, Baptist Health, Dreamfinders Homes, Publix, and U.S. Assure. Each of these partners provides unmatched support and dedication to the team year in and year out and help make game day special. Jaguars fans, join the Jamboree and support these companies and all the partners who support the team.
Jaguars.com Live rolls along Everbank Field on this Wednesday. New field, by the way. The grounds crew done a fine job to get that grass growing down there.
It's good. It's green.
It is green. That's positive. It's better than the alternative. We continue with Ashlyn Sullivan joining us here on set. What's up?
Hello, doing? Guys. How's it going?
It's going well.
Good.
This Wednesday. Good to hear from Dante Moncrief today. The offseason program is here. Calais Campbell has been here, of course, throughout. And he made a little tour around yesterday with the local media. You had a chance to catch up with Calais also.
I did. So the reason he was talking to the media was to promote a bowling event he's going to have next Tuesday. But we stuck with football for a little bit about a recent honor he had and what he expects for the 2018 season. So here's what he had to say. Yesterday, you were listed as the NFL's top 10 pass rushers. Do you pay attention to those honors when those come out?
I usually follow, along. I'm a big football fan, so I follow everything. You know, I'm still, just a kid when it comes to the game. You know, I feel like I was rated a little low, though. You know, I wish I could have been a little higher. A couple of guys in front of me, I'm like, I don't know. But it's always an honor to be, considered one of the best.
Finally, heading into this 2018 season, coming off an AFC Championship game, best defense in the league, what are your expectations for 2018?
I have very high expectations. I have a lot of confidence in our team. We work really hard. And so it's going to be a fun year. Just got to take it one day at a time and earn the right to have a chance.
So that bowling event he's hosting next week, guys, he told me the names that will be attending this event. And there were some prominent ones. Blake Bortles, Leonard Fournette, Marquise Lee, the entire defensive line. And it dawned on me the reason, because Max and I always go to community events, we're always covering them. We never see that many guys at these events. Calais Campbell, all those guys show up all the time. It shows what a true leader he is on this team.
No doubt. Would you tell him no?
No, absolutely not.
We need to get you a box to stand on next time you talk to him, though.
I know. My arm was shaking. It was a little. My tricep sore.
So the link available on John's story that's on Jaguars.com right now if you want to get tickets for that. It's open to the public. Sponsorship's available for the CRC Foundation Bowling Classic coming up next Tuesday night. Well done with Calais.
Thank you.
And now it's time for our favorite segment of any show in any week of the year.
Top tweets.
Yes.
Top tweets.
Top tweets. Top tweets.
Here we go with top tweets on this Wednesday, and we start off with another Dante, different spelling, Dante Fowler Jr. The Jags did not pick up his fifth-year option. That was a story last week.
They did. That was announced last Thursday. I mean, he didn't really get the chance to discuss it, but from NFL Network, they tweeted out something that was announced last week. The Jags electing not to exercise Dante Fowler's fifth-year option, but noted that they want to find a long-term deal for the Gator in Florida.
Yeah. He's a guy that has had his moments. You could feel last year that he was starting to come on a little bit. I think pure pass rush, I mean, Yannick Ngakoue is better than him right now, but there are some other parts of Dante's game that are there.
They're there, but from a purely numbers standpoint, they have $64 million committed to their defensive line on their 19 cap. They can't commit another $14.2 million before they know where they're headed. So this didn't make sense from a business perspective for them to go ahead and commit that. I believe if he has a big season, they will do their best to find a way to accommodate him, but they couldn't put any more on that defensive line.
It's an unusual situation because whenever a team doesn't pick up a fifth-year option, the reaction is always, well, he's a bust. He's terrible. Well, that's not the case with Dante.
Nope.
But it's just what Brian said. You can't commit to it right now. I believe he has to have a better season in 2018 than he has in either 2016 or 2017 to stay. But he certainly has moved toward being fulfilling that potential of a number three overall pick. I think if he makes a significant stride toward that, I believe they will try to get something done. I think it's a long shot right now, but there's all this potential in the guy, and it's so close, and you see it. I think if you see it more consistently, I think they'll figure out a way to make it happen.
And don't underestimate the maturity factor. You know, he's a guy who's had some off the field in this difficulties last year. Everyone knows. If you have him hyper focused on making the big contract, chances are you'll get more from him this year. At least if that's me making the decision, that's in the back of my mind.
How about another defensive lineman, Yannick Ngakoue, in the news last week? For a good reason, though.
He's always in the news, it seems to be. So the Jaguars tweeted out how Calais Campbell listed at number 10 in the top 100 NFL players last season. Also noted, despite Yannick Ngakoue's stats, he's not even listed on the Just Missed It list, much less not in the top 100. Yannick responds with just a smiley face.
You know, when I saw that, my first reaction was that Calais Campbell whispered to his buddy Willie McGinnis to leave him off.
Yeah.
Leave him off. Don't even put him on the others under consideration.
Right.
Yeah. For the obvious reason.
He'll be upset during his Hall of Fame speech.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's well said. Yes, he will.
And as I always said, good.
Yep. It drives him.
Good for him. It drives him.
Yep. A lot of times the disrespect card is just, they're just words in the locker room. Not this guy.
I mean, he'll be mad if the bus doesn't look right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he grinds. Yeah, he grinds.
Speaking of our friends, Pete Prisco
had
some
guy.
Comments on the Jags.
Pete Prisco's early 2018 power rankings has the Jaguars coming in at number 3, saying it's all on Blake Bortles. If he plays like he did in the postseason, the Jags could be the AFC Super Bowl team.
Well, they were close last year.
I was going to say, speaking of a box, if you need to do an interview.
True. We thought we had his from last year in here still.
You think Ashland's short?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, number 3. I mean, you see the Jags anywhere from number 3 to about number 7 or number 8. I don't know if I'd put him 3, but I also kind of like when people put him 6 or 7 because I think it drives this team. But, you know, we talk about incentive. We talked about incentive with Dante when he was sitting over there. I don't think this team's going to need it. I think this team's going to be plenty motivated that if they come out and they're ranked 1 going in, which I imagine at some point for this season, somebody will rank them number 1 going in. I don't think they're going to lose that chip on their shoulder, and I think they should be in the top 5 going in.
The overwhelming feeling that I have is just how confident this group over here is in Bortles. Mm-hmm. You know, and last year at this time, you're hearing whispers about him working on his release and the fundamentals. You're not hearing any of that. All you hear from people who are around him is how comfortable he is and how, not relaxed, but how focused he is and not worrying about anything but playing football. I hear that over and over and over. I think it's a good sign.
And something interesting, too, on that front, talking to Calais, as Ashlyn did yesterday, you wondered after that AFC Championship game if, I don't know about letdown, but if they would have trouble getting the motivation back and trouble coming in here for OTAs and being ready and fired up. I don't get the feeling that's an issue at all.
Miles Jack just walked in the studio. Miles, hey, come here. Come sit
you
down.
You apparently have something to say
this
here.
This is live TV, so Miles is going to come find a microphone.
You
join.
Come over here.
Hey.
Yeah, just come. You tell him between these guys.
Hey,
wow.
Give us your sense.
Unbelievable.
We were just talking about Yannick
and
being left off Willie McGinnis' list of the top 10 pass rushers. Now, my conspiracy theory says Calais told Willie to leave him off.
You know,
get in close to the mic there, Miles. Yep.
You know, I think it's just more motivation for Jan. And, yeah, I think they're tripping on that one. I don't agree with that, but I'm going to be out.
No. We got at least one more for you.
You walked by.
You want to ask it?
Are you going to get your Miles Jack Wasn't Down shirt out? Have you seen
know,
those?
I didn't really want it. I mean, it's kind of a negative thing, but if the people want it, if you guys get like a poll going, this is live?
Yes. Yeah, it's live.
This is live. Okay, so if y'all want it, let's get a poll started or something, and I could figure something out. We could definitely get that going. But I appreciate the support. I didn't think I was down either. You know?
No, you weren't. You've been around here the entire off season. I mean, you were here in February. You were March. What is your mindset here? Now, Buzz is gone. Do you feel more pressure or more opportunity?
Man, I've just been taking it day by day, honestly, studying the plays. We're going through installs right now. So every night, you know, I take a bath, and while I'm in the bath, I'll be on my iPad going through plays, just, you know, trying to get it second nature, just like I saw Puzz do it. So really just trying to emulate that. And so that way when we get in camp and we get to going, it's natural, and we can move on to bigger and better things. We can be more advanced, and we're not wasting any time on anything. So, yeah, we're very excited, man. Very excited.
We're going to see you in this room a little bit more this year?
Yeah, definitely. If y'all invite me, I didn't know you guys were live, though. That's crazy. I thought you guys were just pre-recording something.
No.
What channel are we on? Or what are we?
Jaguars.com.
Jaguar, www.
It's a free website.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably Twitter and Facebook, too.
All that.
Twitter and Facebook. Okay, well, that's what's up, man. Shout out to everybody. I'm
going to go. Thank you, Miles.
I got to go print some documents.
Miles Jack.
You know, when you see that, when you see him walk by with his... He has an enormous personality. You can't miss that. Right there, you just saw it.
You
can't let that one pass. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fantastic, and that's a good way to wrap it up. And, yes, by the way, Miles Jack was not down. I think everybody knows that.
I haven't seen the shirt, but I'd like one.
They're everywhere. Yeah. Every day on Twitter I see something, some other kind of joke about how he wasn't down.
Yeah, it's epic.
I'd make that a poll question. You know, we started the poll on Drive Time yesterday, and it was well received.
That would
a lot
be
an
overwhelming poll to one side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tom Brady might be the only guy who hit the other button.
Tom knows.
Yeah. Our thanks to Dante Moncrief for jumping on with us today, and Miles Jack, unexpected there at the end of the show. You never know what's going to happen on Jaguars.
I think everybody in here would agree, but when you look at players who have the potential to have an epic 2018 based on the way he played late last year, that guy is going to come through in a big way. I mean, he looks like he is prime.
When you saw his comfort level. Yeah. When you arrive as a rookie, it's not really your place. Miles and a lot of other young guys are in their third year now, and this is their world. It's their time.
Sure seemed comfortable in here, didn't he?
All right, he sure did. Absolutely. All right, that'll do it for our show today. We'll catch you next time on Jaguars.com Live.